Om Shanti. 14th of January 2019. Today is Monday, and the effort for today is: an angelic life is a life that is free from bondage. Though there is the bondage of service, it is so fast that no matter how much you do, while doing all of that, you are constantly free. You are loving to the extent that you are detached. Let there always be the experience of the stage of freedom, because you are not dependent on your body or your karma. So whispers from beyond. An angelic life is the life that is free from bondage. Though there is the bondage of service, it is so fast that no matter how much you do, while doing all of that, you are constantly free. And let always there be the experience of freedom. So Baba is telling the definition of angel. An angel is somebody who is free from bondage. An angel is somebody who has the experience of freedom, liberty. So these two words are very important: freedom and this is what is angel. An angel is somebody who experiences freedom and no bondage. This is what an angel is. No bondage is acceptable to an angel. An angel never tends to get bound to any person, any place, or anything. Anything that creates bondage, anything, is not acceptable. And the greatest bondage that is seen in religious people is good deeds. All religious people, all spiritualists, all those who follow the path of religion or spirituality, often they get bound in good deeds, in good acts. Though this is a sweet bondage, but Baba is saying that is also a bondage. A bondage is bondage, no matter what it is. And somehow, a soul which has stayed in bondage for a very long time develops a love for bondage. This is a paradox. Though each one of us wants that we should be free from bondage, but staying in bondage for a long time creates love for bondage. And even if there are opportunities to get free, yet the soul tends to remain tied up in bondage. And the greatest example in history is French Revolution. In 1799 there was a French Revolution, and many prisoners, those earlier who were revolutionaries, they were caught and they were kept in prison. And that is a big prison in Paris which is known as Bastille prison. So in that Bastille prison, many prisoners were kept, and their hands were tied and their feet were tied, and the keys were thrown in the well, because there was no hope that they would ever get released. Some were imprisoned for 30 years, some were imprisoned for 40 years, some 60. So many of them were young, and now they had become old, and there was no hope, and they were kept in stark, dark dungeons. Those prisons where there was not a single ray of light. So they were kept in such darkness for such long time. Half of their life was spent in darkness. And then suddenly there was revolution, Kranti, in 1799. And the revolutionaries came and there was revolt in the entire country. And the kingdom was thrown out. The king was thrown and all the revolutionaries came. And they tried to free all the prisoners. And they came and they started breaking their chains. And they made all the prisoners free. And they said to them, now you go out, you are free. And all the prisoners went out. But they were afraid seeing the light. Because they had remained in darkness for 40 years, 30 years, 60 years, some of them. And they were worried. Now what we will eat? And what we will do? And what jobs we will get? And their families were totally destroyed by then. They had none. And by evening, all of the prisoners returned back. And they said, please tie us back. Because we are so accustomed to sleep with those prisons, with those chains in hand, that we don't get sleep without those chains now. So this is something else that happened. On one side, they were aspiring to get free. They had even plotted many times to get free and were caught and again imprisoned. But the moment they got free, again they desired the same bondage. So it's a paradox that a soul, when given an opportunity to get free, tries to get bound again. Do we really want to get free? That is a question. When that Ananda asked Mahatma Buddha, you talk about moksha and you talk about nirvana all the time. And why it is that only few people achieve nirvana? There are so many people. Everybody wants to get nirvana. But why only few achieve? So Buddha says, go around the city and make a list of people who really want to achieve nirvana. And that Ananda goes out and he goes to every family, every home and asks, how many of you wants to achieve nirvana? Now. Immediately now. And everybody says, we want to achieve. But now we have so many other responsibilities. I have to look after my wife. I have to look after my children. My children are small. And some say we have to educate them. And some say they are educated but we want to marry them off. And some say they are married. But then what about the grandchildren? We want to see their faces. And then there are grandchildren at some places. But then we want to see their marriages also. So we want to achieve nirvana. But not now. Definitely we want to achieve nirvana. Nirvana is such a good thing. We want to achieve the final freedom from all these worldly bondages. And we are very much unhappy in these bondages. And we want to give up this life. But after some time, after we achieve little more, we have a lot of money and this house is not good. This is on rent. We want our own house. So nirvana is definitely needed. We agree with you. But come later on. But remember, we want it. But not now. So you come later. So every soul is somewhere bound. And the desire to get free is there. But that desire is not intense. Who is the Brahmin soul who doesn't want to do intense purushartha? Every one of us wants to do intense effort. Intense. But we have other things also to do. We have so many other activities, other interests, other things jobs, and we call it seva. This is a very royal word that we use to cover up many things, that we are busy in seva, so we can't do this tivra purusharth or this intense effort. So desire for freedom, desire to get free, it's there, but it is very lukewarm. It's there, but it is very dormant. It is not active. You know, there are two types of volcano. One is frozen volcano and one is active volcano. One is passive, another is active volcano. So the fire is there, but it is all frozen, all inactive, all passive. Just as they say, this Naki Lake is a volcano. It's a frozen volcano. This Naki is a frozen volcano. One day it will become active and it will throw out lava and it will drown the Abu. That will happen one day. So, angel means liberty. Angel means freedom. Angel means no bondage. Angel means no chains. Angel means no bars. Angel means nothing, nothing that hinders from flying out. So, how to become bondage free? And as I said, there are just in Bhakti Marg, in the path of Bhakti, they give example of a man. He was walking through the jungle and he was caught by three robbers. The first robber tied him to a tree. The second robber whipped him and took away all what he had, all the wealth. And the third robber was little compassionate. And he said, I will free you and now you go. That is your village. And he shows the path to the village. Go from here as early as possible. So these are the three robbers. The first robber is Tamogun. It ties you. The second robber is Rajas. It hits you, it whips you, and it snatches away everything that you have. That is known as Rajasik Gun, or that is also a robber. And the third robber is your good acts, Sattvagun or Sattva. That frees you, but even that has not the power to take you beyond. Because even that robber fears police. Even that robber says, you go that way, but I cannot come there. Because police might catch me. So you go this way, but I cannot come. So all three are robber. So whether even this good karmas, what we call seva, even that can sometimes become a bondage. An angel is someone who doesn't accept any bondage. No bondage is acceptable. So the goal of this Brahmin life is to become an angel who doesn't get bound in any bondage. And what is needed to remain free? What is the way to remain free? Yes. How to remain free? First of all, the thought, the pledge, the oath, the sankalp that I don't want to get bound. I have to remain free. This very thought keeps one free. The first thing which is needed is thought, a pledge. For example, if today is 14th of January, a pledge that this day I would remain free. I will not get bound to any service. I will not get bound to any person, any object or anything, any place. or any past memory. Even memories bound. Some old memories. You know, just imagine somebody has come to Madhuban for service and that person has got a lot of bondage at home and that mother, for example, is doing seva here and suddenly she remembers some old past memories. Some thing where she was bound or some loveful memory of the past worldly life. And when she is remembering that, that smriti, that memory itself has bound her. So, we as souls have got layers after layer. If we are here, there are so many layers. And not only of one birth, of multiple births. So when the soul is here, it tends to go sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here. It keeps on flitting from one place to another place. And these are the layers of memories, different memories. And the deepest memories we have is of golden age. They are somewhere here, but far, far, far away. And in between there are so many other layers. This is all copper age and this is all iron age memories. And our memories that we were deities once upon a time are far away. And in between there are other memories. And probably this is this birth. If this much is this birth, this is this Brahmin life. And even before that Brahmin life, our worldly life. And then there are previous births. So, the soul keeps on going to those memories, and those memories sometimes create bondage. So the path to remain free, first thing is a thought that I have to remain free. That is first thing. Second, yeah, anything, that's what I'm saying. Past traumatic memories, past abuses, past emotional trauma, past insults. The moment they come, you are bound. Why? Because there is a deep love for those insults. There is a deep love for sorrow. Soul has got habit to love sorrow. Soul has got habit of self-victimization. Soul wants to play the victim game. Soul wants to sit on the guilt potty. Soul wants sympathy. And it sympathizes with itself. Self-sympathy. You remember something very wrong that had happened in your life and you try to sympathize with yourself. If there are 10 people sitting here and they all come and praise me, okay? And the 10th, 11th person comes and he starts abusing. I don't remember what these 10 people said. I remember only that 11th person has said. Why? Because I want to absorb sorrow. It helps me. I love it. We love sorrow. Though we say that we want to become happy, but we have got definitely deep love for sorrow. Unless and until we become sorrowful, we are not at ease. We want to become unhappy. That is the human nature, to become unhappy. Though they want to, they say that we want to remain happy, but they behave in a manner that they become sorrowful. And the causes of all our sorrow are we ourselves. So definitely, all the past traumatic memories, they are also creating bondages. We get bound to them. So one has to realize, if one wants to get free, I must give up my attachment to past traumatic memories. And one more thing. Whatever that has happened till now, that is past, I cannot change it. No matter what it is, can I change it? Even God comes now, and I tell Baba, this past is very bad. Please change it. Can he change? Nobody can change. One has to accept the past. Whatever that has happened in the past, I accept it as true and I cannot change it. Don't think that, but it will happen. That will happen, but it is after 5,000 years, so don't worry. So first thing which is needed is freedom, thought. Second thing, understand bondages. Try to understand those bondages. Try to understand that this is also a bondage. Accept that because it will hurt the ego. Ego says, I am free. But you are also bound. Accept that yes, we are in bondage. Then only the path, the process of freedom will start. So understanding bondage. And third, finding out methods to get rid of those bondages. Using gyan points to get rid of those bondages. Discussing with others or asking Baba straight, how should I get rid of this bondage? And what should I do? And this is probably a family. In family, this is a great problem. In most of the BKs, there is one husband is in gyan and wife is not in gyan. Wife is in gyan and husband is not in gyan. And they have tried every way. Everything they have tried, every trick of the game, they have tried to free. But they find that now what to do? So what should be done? One person is in gyan, one is not in gyan. And there is everyday fight. What should one do? Acha, well, that is another, but now this problem. One is in gyan, another is not in gyan. One is swan, another is stork. What to do? They have tried everything. Everything. Accept it, but then there is a question of celibacy there. There is a question of brahmacharya there, which is not acceptable. Breaking of brahmacharya. What to do? They have tried everything.
Have your own firm thoughts.
That's okay, but you are staying in the family. What to do? When all the doors have closed, the only one path remains. Separation. When all doors have closed, only one thing remains. One has to separate. Because this is a life of purity. This is a life of celibacy. This is a life of brahmacharya. And anything that comes in the path of brahmacharya is a bondage, is a hindrance. So, angel is somebody who is free. An angel is somebody who is without bondage. An angel is somebody who doesn't accept bondage. An angel is somebody who tries to get free as early as possible. An angel is somebody who has accepted the past bondages and is trying to get rid of it and is not ready to create new bondages. There are two things. One, those bondages which are already there, and second, you create new bondage by making contacts and contacts with people. When it is for seva, it's one thing, but when it is just for personal friendships and all that, it creates bondage. So, stay free. Om Shanti.